I can certainly say locally we have seen in the last week, 10 days, our numbers increasing. If I look at our ED attendances and admissions yesterday, we were pretty well in line with the volumes of patients we would have had pre-COVID. So the numbers of patients that are presenting both to their GPs and being referred by their GPs are presenting to the hospital directly are returning to what we call the normal levels or expected levels for this time of year. And, of course, that continues to put pressure on the system because we need to make sure that we keep the patients segregated and minimize any risk of cross-infection. And that's a very critical focus for us at the moment. In that context, as we've seen the numbers increase, and we've actually ordered two new porta cabins that will be arriving 2 weeks from next Tuesday to increase our waiting areas within the emergency department. So we will have extra waiting space for both COVID and non-COVID patients because we're obviously focused on maintaining social distancing for those patients that are waiting to be seen. We've also continued with our program of reinstating services. Our first day surgery list is running this morning, and I was down there early on to make sure everything was going according to plan, and at that stage, I've got to say, it was. We had a number of patients scheduled for today, and next week, we will have three lists next week running through the day surgery. We also have had patients that we have operated on in the Galway Clinic yesterday for our gynecology service, and we will have more patients operated down there as well next week. So what we're looking to do is ensure that we keep a focus on the patients whose surgery has been delayed as a result of COVID and catching up there to actually proceed with their surgery. Our endoscopy lists have restarted, and again, we're steadily and according to plan increasing the number of endoscopy sessions, and we also had patients attend the Kingsbridge Hospital in Sligo this week Donegal patients with a Letterkenny consultant undertaking endoscopy down in Kingsbridge.
Yeah. It's important you get all that information out, Sean. Yeah. Sorry, was there something else you wanted to add?
Yeah, I was going to say about, then obviously outpatients as well. Throughout the COVID pandemic, there's been some critical patients that need to be seen face-to-face, which we continue to see, and then where possible, consultants were doing telephone consultations. The HSE has purchased a technological solution called Attend Anywhere. It's a video link outpatient clinic facility, and we ran our first of those clinics yesterday, and that went quite well. With any new technologies, as you start, there are technical issues that need to be overcome and addressed, but that clinic has run quite well, and next week we're actually running the first occasion when we're having two of those clinics running simultaneously, because again, we want to make sure that the IT systems, the bandwidth, etc., will be able to sustain, and there won't be interruptions on those consultations.